The Patriots showed an uncharacteristic amount of balance last week. They don't often they're not often inverted 35-31 in terms of run to pass. Does that make it difficult for you guys this week preparing for what they may or may not do?
I think it's difficult any time early in a season because you don't have game evidence of what they're doing, especially a team that you're not as familiar with as you are necessarily an NFC team or one that you play more often. But they have done a nice job, and they find ways to be successful. And I think they're a difficult team to prepare for just from the number of different packages they run offensively and the different personnel groupings that they use.
What were your impressions of Stephen Ridley last week? Kind of an unknown quantity coming into the year to some degree.
He looked like a good young running back to me. I think that he made some good cuts, saw the field well, but did a nice job of blocking for him. He was impressive.
One other question I had is when you have safeties and guys, Bill has been talking all week about the strength of your defense being right up the middle, from the nose tackle to the linebackers to your two safeties. I'm anticipating that the work between the safeties and Tom Brady, between trying to figure out what Adrian and Kerry Rhodes are doing, and those guys trying to figure out what Tom is doing, is a very fascinating game within the game.
I think whenever you play a quarterback the caliber of Tom Brady, you're trying to figure out what he's doing. And that's been a challenge for a number of teams, it seems like, over the course of time. So we're well aware that he's a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback that's playing at a high level, and we've got our work cut out for us.
I'm going to ask just generally about Bill Belichick has mentioned that, and Tom Brady both, that this team is as hot as any team in football, having won 8 of its last 10 dating back to last week, and talking about the red zone defense. You guys didn't make the playoffs. Do you feel as if you are playing at the level that they're seeing? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, you're kind of under the radar playing as well as you are.
I think we're just trying to focus week to week. Yeah, it was a tough stretch we went through last year, and our guys fought hard and turned around the season and finished strong, but we've played only one game, and our focus is playing against a very good New England team and knowing that we have a tremendous challenge there.
Coach, what's been your impressions of the Patriots front seven defensively?
They're very disciplined, they play hard, and they play their scheme well.
Were you asked? I just got here to the call, I apologize. We had a little overlap here with another news conference. Had you been asked about James Sanders and what type of role he's filling for you?
James is a very good pro. He brings a lot to the table. We're excited that we've got him. And I think that, when you're putting together a team, you got to have the right type of guys. And he's one of those guys.
Same question, obviously, asking because of the Patriots background with Rich Orenberger.
Very pleased and feel very fortunate that we got Rich. He's done a great job in camp, brings a lot to the table for us from his ability to play both guard and center. And, I think he fits in well with our group. So we're extremely excited to have him on our team.
Ken, Bill said earlier this week that Larry Fitzgerald might go down as the best wide receiver ever. From someone who sees him every day, is that just sort of coach speak, lofty praise, or would you maybe share that sentiment?
Well, I see Larry every day, and I think he's a very good football player. He's the best receiver I've ever been around. The way he works, the way he prepares, what he brings to the table from leadership. Feel very fortunate that we have him on our football team.
From afar, Ken, obviously the offensive line, looking at the team, would be an area to watch just based on the injury to Levi and I think Bridges as well. How did you think the unit did in the first game with all the moving parts you've had there?
Well, we've got work to do there. They played hard. We did some things well, and we did some things we've got to get better at. And I think that they're working to try to do that.
Did D'Anthony surprise you at all, just in terms of, starting and hanging in there after having not been in that type of role for really for a while, if at all, at that position.
Well, I think your expectations for these guys are when they have to step in, they're expected to play well. That's what the NFL is all about. So we expected DeAnthony to step in and play well, and I feel like he thinks that he can continue to get better, and you know that's his focus.
Last year as a rookie, I don't think Stephen Ridley had a game like he had this past Sunday. From the film work that you've been able to do off that game, what kind of stands out and what kind of challenges he brings to your team?
He's good back. Good, makes good cuts, good feet, good balance. Very impressed with what I've seen of him on tape.
How do you envision the quarterback situation unfolding this week in terms of the process you'll go through to decide which guy will be out there in the game?
I don't know that, but I mean, we still got a few days until the game. A lot of it's going to depend on how John's ankle, as it's improving, continues to improve. We, feel very fortunate that it was just an ankle sprain and a low ankle sprain at that, and he's getting better quickly. So we feel very lucky about that.
Ken, can you talk about the Steelers' influence on you and your staff and the program?
Well, I was very fortunate to be with an organization like the Steelers. The Rooneys gave me a great job, gave me a great opportunity, and Coach Cowher did so as well. So I think any time you've had success with an organization, especially one that has the tradition of the Pittsburgh Steelers, it helps you become a better coach, and I'm very fortunate that I had that opportunity.
Ken, appreciate it. Safe travels. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys.
Okay,
appreciate
take
it.
Care.